God wants you to speak faith. Well, praise the Lord, this is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Speak Faith Netcast. I'm so glad you could join us for today's netcast. I'm telling you what, we had a tremendous meeting at the Word of Faith Radio Rally. Dr. Jesse Duplantis was there, and he was talking, really speaking from his heart, which I love that when ministers, particularly ministers like Jesse Duplantis that have seen many things and heard many things and operated in the gifts of the Spirit and so forth, when they start sharing from their heart, when they start talking about what the Lord is dealing with them about right now, it is immediate and it is exciting. And I just was really excited to hear Brother Jesse talk about his heart and what he was meditating on right now. And that is the all of God. In other words, Jesus, when he went into a particular town or city or whatever, he healed them all, it said. Every time you turn around, there's a reference of all. God is all-encompassing. He's God. And of course, he is dealing with all. He meets all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You see what I'm saying? All. That's what he was talking about. And we're going to have that video available on the Word of Faith Radio Facebook page very soon. We're still editing and working with it and so forth, so there's still some work to do, but it's coming. So hang in there. Praise the Lord. In the meantime, we want to get back to our teaching that I taught at Faith and Victory Church one Wednesday night about the mercies, plural, the mercies of God, particularly his healing mercies. And so let's go back into that teaching right now. His hand on a few sick folk, which the Greek says sickly folk, and they were healed, but it says he could there do no mighty work. Now here's Jesus, the Son of God, but he couldn't do a mighty work because of their unbelief. Now he had a solution to it. He didn't just leave them in that state. It says he went round about the villages teaching, because what? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So if he could get the Word of God into them, build up their faith, then he could operate in the greater gifts, shall we say, of healing, and get the mighty miracles done, all right? So, still, that's the only case we see where it says Jesus could do no mighty work, and it says very specifically it was because of their unbelief. So, that's not a scripture that you can quote and say, well, see, God didn't heal them. No, he wanted to. He absolutely came to do it. But their unbelief stopped him. And it's a case like in the Old Testament where it says that they limited the Holy One of Israel, talking about the Israelis or the Jews there. They limited the Holy One of Israel because of their unbelief. So unbelief can short-circuit the blessings of God. But we're talking about calling on his mercies. All of these instances in the New Testament, every time you see mercy talked about in the New Testament, it is the Greek word, I got to work on saying this word, bear with me, L-E-E-O. Don't you love Greek words? L-E-E-O. And the transliteration is E-L-E-E-O, but the pronunciation is E-L-E-H-E-H-O, so L-E-E-O. But that Greek word means to be compassionate by word or deed, specifically by divine grace, to have compassion, to obtain or to receive mercy. Okay, that's the definition. And notice the term there, compassion. God is love. He is compassionate. Jesus, it says, was moved by compassion. Well, compassion is love. God is love. Jesus was moved by God to be merciful, to be compassionate. Okay? So the mercy here, this word mercy, means to be compassionate by word or deed, specifically by divine grace. Now, We know because Pastor has been doing some super good teaching on grace. Now, you know, I like to call the teaching that a lot of people are doing greasy grace. Because if you keep listening to it, you'll slide right in. Okay? That greasy grace teaching. Some people call it hyper grace teaching. But basically, it's the idea that, Jesus did it all, which is true. But because of that, my sins are completely forgiven, past, present, and future. And no matter what I do, I'm covered. So I can go out and sin and just live it up and have a big time, and I'm covered. So don't talk to me about tithing. Don't talk to me about going to church. Don't talk to me about speaking the word. Don't talk to me about hearing the word of God taught and so forth. Because, man, I got it going on with grace. Okay, that's hyper grace teaching, or what I call greasy grace. But real grace, like Pastor says, is an empowerment. Real grace is an empowerment to do what the Word of God says, to operate according to the commandments of God. See, I like what the Greek says about the word commandment anyway. The word commandment is translated, this is the Greek translation of it, authoritative prescription. I love that. Authoritative prescription. See, if I go to the doctor and I report some kind of symptom, and the doctor gives me medicine for it, he gives me an authoritative, because he's a doctor, he's a physician, he knows what he's doing, he gives me an authoritative prescription. I take the prescription in hand, I go to the drugstore, I get that prescription, I take the medicine according to the rules to take the medicine, three times a day, whatever it is, for X number of days, I take the whole course of it, and guess what? The symptoms go away. You know, the sickness is cured. Well, isn't that amazing? Why? Because I took the authoritative prescription. Well, it's the same thing with commandments. People don't like to use the word commandments, but it's authoritative prescriptions. It's God's telling us what we need to do to be successful in life. Killing somebody is not a way to success in life. So it says, thou shalt not kill. That's a real rough example, but you see what I'm saying. All of the commandments that are given as authoritative prescriptions of how we are to live in this life. And if we'll do them, we'll prosper in more ways than just financial prosperity. We'll prosper in life. We will have good success in life. But by staying in the Word, by doing the Word, by doing the commandments. So the grace that God gives us is an empowering grace to fulfill the commandments that God has given us. And that's what Pastor's been teaching. And that's why I say, man, I love that. He's really getting into it and getting into some good stuff. But let's look at it in the light of this definition. The definition is to be compassionate by word or deed, specifically by divine grace. Well, if we take that and talk about the healing mercies of God, then we're talking about God giving us empowering grace to heal us. And again, I know I've heard a lot of teaching on Keith Moore, and I talk about some of the things he says because I just love his teaching. And he's on the Word of Faith Radio healing station. And so in the middle of the night, I'm hearing him teach. And I wake up a little bit, and I hear him teach the Word. And it just sticks down in my spirit because I'm wide open at night. I'm just hearing it, you know. And so I'm hearing that Word. Well, he was talking about healing. And he said, think about this with regard to healing. Healing is part of who we are as human beings. He said, a lot of people tell him, I don't believe in healing. He said, you're lying? You do so believe in healing? They look at him like, what? I know I don't believe in healing. He said, have you ever scuffed your knee? Well, yeah. Well, show me. Well, it has a long time ago. It's healed up. Oh, it's healed up. So you do believe in healing. Oh, well, not like that. Like, it's different. He said, here's the thing. It's the same healing. God designed us physically to be well. God set in motion in our body principles, properties that cause us to be healed. If we get scraped or scratched,
the skin scabs over, new skin forms underneath it, and the scab eventually comes off and goes away, and what do you know? We're healed. So he said that healing power, because healing is healing is healing. Whether you get healed by divine supernatural nature, or you get healed through medicine, or you get healed through time and just getting better, whatever, whatever it is, however you got healed, it's healing. It's the same thing. And what God has done by His mercy is He has designed the human body to get well, all things being equal. You know, now, sickness, yes, can overcome that. The human body's immune system can be compromised. There's all kinds of things that can happen that cause it not to heal itself, so to speak. That's the term that a lot of people use. But what Brother Keith was saying is the healing power of God is in operation in regular folk that aren't even born again. They're just getting healed because of the design that God put in motion when He designed human bodies. Okay. So Brother Keith said, now, there are cases where you will pray for someone that's in the hospital or whatever, and they're not where they ought to be in faith. And so he said, your approach shouldn't be, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to lay hands on them and they're going to come roaring out of that hospital whether they believe anything or not. He said, that rarely works unless you have an unction from the Holy Ghost. And unless you have the healing miracle power of God operating through you through the gifts of healings and the working of miracles, which can happen, unless that's the case, it probably isn't going to work quite that way. So Brother Keith said he's gone to many a hospital room and a lady be there and say, you know, Brother Keith, I'm just not feeling good. The doctor says I need this operation. Well, what do you believe? Well, I believe if I have the operation, I'll come out all right. Well, okay. Let's agree together that the doctor's hands will be guided, that it will go as well as humanly possible, and that you will heal up supernaturally fast, so fast the doctors will say, wow, this is amazing that they healed up so fast. Can you agree with that? Oh, absolutely. I can agree with that. All right. So he prays. Lady goes to the hospital. She gets the operation. It goes very smoothly. She goes to her hospital room. Before they know it, she's up talking and doing things, going to the bathroom on her own, all this, and the doctor's like, I don't understand this. We cut her open from top to bottom. She shouldn't be up there. She hadn't even had any pain medicine. She healed up supernaturally fast. And so what Brother Keith said is, I often pray that God just turn up the healing power in them. Turn it up. Believe for them to get a little better. He talks about one guy that was in a terrible way. They basically was in a situation like Belinda's dad where they expected him to die overnight. They thought he was gone. And Brother Keith went to pray for him, and he said, well, Brother, what can you believe? Well, Brother Keith, I don't know. I don't know what I can believe exactly. Well, Brother Keith said, can you believe to get just a little better? Well, Yeah, I could get a little better. He said, okay. So they prayed. He goes back the next day. The guy's like, you know, Brother Keith, I feel a little better. He said, well, good. We got what we prayed for. Could you pray to get just a little more, a little better yet? He goes, yeah, let's pray. So they pray. He gets a little better. He goes back the third day, goes to pray for it. Well, the guy's sitting up in bed. Now, before, he's laying in bed, can't move. Now he's sitting up in bed, and he says, I believe I can get a lot better. So Brother Keith says, okay, let's pray. So they pray, and Brother Keith said he got distracted and couldn't go back immediately to the hospital, and he gets looking and thinking about the time, and days have gone by now, and he goes, oh my, I need to get back to the hospital. He calls up the hospital, and they said, oh, he's gone home. We discharged him. He's well. He kept getting a little better until he got healed completely. It was a process, but praise the Lord, he got healed. Yes. He started where he was, and he just believed for the mercy of God, and he just prayed for him, get a little better, just get him where he's at. Meet him where he's at. And that's what I believe we ought to be doing a whole lot more of, is just meet with people where they're at. See, a lot of word people, back in my day, I don't know about you guys, but back in my day, early coming up, my goodness, if you went to the hospital, you weren't in faith. You know, or if you took medicine, you weren't in faith. And, man, we cut ourselves off of a whole lot of help. And I'm like what Brother Hagin said one time. He said, I thank God for doctors because a lot of them kept some Christians alive. You know? I mean, he says, matter of fact, if you can't pay your hospital bill, I'll pay it for you. I often wonder, anybody take him up on that? But at any rate, I think we ought to help people right where they're at, like Belinda's father. I mean, he had no expectation of getting out of the hospital at all. But we prayed for the mercy of God, God's healing mercies, to be multiplied. Now, in the natural, or even in the spiritual, as a word person, we'd have said, he's making all the wrong confessions. He doesn't believe in divine healing. Why, there's no hope for him. Might as well just ship his saddle home. I don't believe so. I believe we ought to be praying for mercy. We ought to be believing for some mercy be multiplied. Because I'll tell you what about God. God is Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth us. That's one of his covenant names. Matter of fact, that's the very first covenant name he ever gave, was Jehovah Rapha. When he started revealing his nature to mankind, that was the first thing he said, I'm the Lord that healeth thee. So God is a healer. God wants to heal. He wants to bless. He wants to put forth and multiply mercy to us. So we ought to be believing God right where they're at and just raise them up a little higher. Give them some word, teach them a little, build them up. Kind of be like what Jesus did in his own hometown. He went round about the villages teaching. His answer to unbelief was to teach them and to bring them up. If he had to just lift them up with his hand and take them out, he'd do it to reach them where they were at. He was moved by compassion. He was moved by the healing mercies of God. And I believe that in all of these cases, you know, it's like I said one time, even when I was in the hospital, when I was laying there and had a week to live, and I told people, they would say, well, Brother Bill, you know, where are you at? I said, well, this is the way I look at it. I am believing God to be completely healed, to be out of this hospital. But even if I don't get out of the hospital, I know where I'm headed. And I still win. Amen. My attitude was, amen, I still win.
Yes.
So I'm not going to give up. I mean, to me, death is the last enemy to be conquered. I don't cuddle up with death. I don't coddle death. I don't give in to death. I fight death tooth and nail. And when I was laying there in the hospital, and I couldn't raise my arms off the bed, couldn't lift my feet off the bed, and was only able to answer with up or down thumb, down inside I'm thinking, I'm not giving in, I'm not giving up. I'm coming out of this bed.
Amen.
And I heard the Word of God, and Pastor Janie gave me cards to read, and Belinda was reading those to me, and I mean, we were confessing the Word, and I refused to give in and give up. Well, what if you'd have died? I still win.
Yep. Amen.
I'm still okay, but I'd much rather come out of there. And I told the devil, I said, you just building a testimony, son. I tell you, I'm coming out of here, and I did.
Yes, you did.
Hallelujah. And I'm getting stronger every day. I came in here tonight and sat in one of these plain old chairs. Didn't even get a special chair. Didn't bring my walker in.
All right.
Just using my cane because I'm getting stronger all the time. I can get up out of this chair now.
Glory,
glory to God. I mean, I'm going for the whole thing.
Amen.
And I'm not stopping until I'm completely strong and well.
Amen.
I'm so much further 2 years after the fact than I was.
Amen.
And I've had a few setbacks here and there. And I've had some times that were frankly embarrassing, like getting caught in the bathroom here and all kinds of stuff during church. Things that I wish that I didn't have to put up with. But bless God, it's not stopping me.
Amen.
I am not giving in. I'm not giving up. I get stronger and stronger and stronger. And my confession is Psalm 27:1. The Lord is the strength of my life.
Glory.
And every day I make the confession that every cell and every organ of my body functions perfectly as God designed it to function. And recently I was prompted to add, and every cell of my muscles, every ligament in my legs get stronger every day.
Okay.
Because that was the problem. My legs were so weak, I couldn't get up.
Okay.
You know, and so I just started believing. And I tell you, it's been like a night and day change. My legs have been getting stronger and stronger and stronger. I mean, call this an overshare, okay? Overshare here. I couldn't get up off the toilet. I had to have Ben get me up. I tell you what, when you're 63 years old, you don't want your 27-year-old son getting you up off the toilet.
Right.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Just between you and me and the wall. It's embarrassing. So I said, I'm going to get up, bless God. And, you know, and we've got at home, we've got a riser that makes it a little bit easier. But in our new condo, we've just got regular toilets with no risers. I can get up off those toilets now.
There you go.
On my own with no strain. And I tell you what, every time I do, I go, glory to God. It's like I won a marathon. It's just as important to me.
Yeah.
Because I can get up and I can do it and I can walk and bless God, the mercies of God, the healing power of God. I tell you what, it's real. It's so real and so powerful. It's just such a blessing. I think about Brother Hagin, August the 8th, 1934, laying on that bed of affliction, and he got up out of that bed. And when he got a hold of that post at the end of his bed and pulled himself up, his legs couldn't stand. But as he stood there, they started tingling. And the power of God hit his legs. And he got to where he could stand. He got to where he could walk. And his grandpa said, is the dead raised? When he came down to the breakfast table. And I thought many a time, Brother Hagin, I know whereof you speak. Because that's exactly the way I felt. I couldn't sit up on the edge of the bed. Because I was so weak, I would fall over. Pass out. The physical therapist tried to get me to just sit up in bed in the hospital. And I would sit up for about 30 seconds and then I would pass out away, just gone. And they would go, okay, let's leave him alone. Which is why the doctor sent me home and said, put me under hospice. Said, this is it. You're out of here. And every day I would raise my arm a little. Every day I'd lift my leg a little. I'd work on it. Then I got to where I could sit up for 5 minutes at a time, then 10 minutes at a time, then 15 minutes at a time. Now I sit up all day long and don't have any problem with it at all.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Such a powerful change. Yeah, but Dr. Bill, it took 2 years. What do I care? 2 years to get from there to here. I'd rather be here. Praise the Lord. You know, it's like, they said of the man that was healed in Jesus' ministry, that he was healed as he went. In other words, time went by. As he walked down the road, he got better and better and better. Time went by. Yet it says of that man, this was the second miracle that Jesus performed. The first was the wine at the wedding of Cana of Galilee. But the second was this man that was healed as he went. And I often tell people, I know it was a miracle because I was healed as I went. Even though it took a period of time, still a miracle. Praise the Lord.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Well, I wax along in teaching. I'll stop right here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we'll go ahead and receive the offering. Brother Joe, I'll let you handle that. If you want to give electronically, of course, there's the Square Cash app, or as they call it now, the Cash app. And it is, what is it, $FaithVictoryChurch?
$FaithVictoryChurch.
$FaithVictoryChurch. You could use that in the Cash app. And then also on PayPal, you can go to donation, or you can send your PayPal to donations@fvc.org. I know that one because I set that one up. But at any rate, there are many ways to give, and all of them are blessings. Hallelujah. I think we ought to probably look into the text to give. I think you can do that. And I know Faith Life Church, Brother Morris Church does that. They have a text number. I don't know how that works or how to set it up. But every way that's possible, we can. It costs. Oh, well, hallelujah. Glory.
Unless you can find.
Oh, yeah. Well, if I can find a way to do it, I will. But I tell you. That's the great thing about the PayPal side. There's just a tiny little fee they take out, And Square Cash is even smaller. That's even, really, Square Cash is the best of all of the various electronic ways we've got. That's the best, and that's the one I like to use because they take just the tiniest sliver out and for a convenience fee. And I don't begrudge them that. It is a service they have to provide. There's a lot of back end electronically they have to do. But I tell you what, it sure makes it convenient. That's the way we give all the time now, is that way. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Trust you enjoyed it tonight. I sure did. And just believe God that you'll have opportunities to pray for people and see the mercies of God in operation. Amen. All right, we'll dismiss right there.
Well, praise the Lord. I trust you enjoyed that teaching on the mercies of God. Next time, we're going to come back with a new topic. We're going to be talking about some exciting things. Right now, I want you to go to Word of Faith Radio, WFR.org, Word of Faith Radio. We're out there. We're preaching. I tell you what, at the radio rally, our president and founder, Harold Cagle Jr., he talked about the future of Word of Faith Radio, what the vision is and where we're headed. And man, I got excited. Other nations are going to have their own Word of Faith radio stations as well with local ministers. And he was talking about that. So go to WFR.org and enjoy the Word of Faith being taught by ministers of the gospel that are preaching the uncompromising Word of Faith. Praise the Lord. Also, of course, speakfaith.tv and sftv.io. I don't want you to forget about sftv.io because that's where you can get a live 24/7, 365 daily dose, multiple times daily dose if you want, of the Word of Faith. Praise the Lord. That is the message of faith that's going to put you over. And so you need to get involved with that. Now, very quickly, let me give you my email address, drbill@speakfaith.org, D-R-B-I-L-L at speakfaith, run together as one word, .org, because we're a nonprofit organization. You can also write me here at our regular address, Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213 5213 High Point, North Carolina. The zip code 27262. Join us again next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God. The Speak Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.